both moms and dad need to decide where the priorities are and then do what's necessary to meet the needs of kids.
And we're back with more of the Bringing Up Girls radio special with the world's most trusted parenting authority, Dr. James Dobson. Here again is co-host Penna Dexter.
Dr. Dobson, a lot of parents are out there resonating with what you're saying, but they're also saying that's easier said than done. I don't think it was easy for you. You had to give up some things. You probably had to take some financial risks at the time. And so could you give perhaps just a couple of strategies for people that you used and maybe include the moms in this too and how you can spend more time with your children and still go down the path that God has for you and pursue your career?
You can do both if you use your head and if you're willing to make some sacrifices. Good parenting almost always involves sacrifice. It may mean that a mom stays home with the kids when she could have a career. I'm not condemning those who work outside the home. That's somebody else's decision to make. It's between the woman and her husband. But I am saying, where are your priorities? Especially, and I have a chapter in this book on girls and their mothers, and we talk a lot about attachment there. Attachment is what needs to occur in those early years. And it grieves me to see so many of these young mothers giving birth, and 6 weeks later, they're back to work. Many of them have to do that. The culture is such and the economy is such now that many young mothers feel like they have to go back to work. But I'm telling you, it's second best, because that attachment is critical to what's going to happen the rest of life. And so both moms and dad need to decide where the priorities are and then do what's necessary to meet the needs of kids. And I can tell you this, the relationship that I have with my daughter and my son today is absolutely priceless to me. There is nothing I could have accomplished. There's nothing that I could have envisioned that would be as meaningful to me today as the fact that I hear from both those young people. They're both grown, but I hear from them nearly every day. And that's where my heart lies. And I look back on my life and say, I could have done things better. I was not a perfect parent, perfect father. I'm sure Shirley would feel the same way. We're not on a pedestal somewhere, you know, trying to tell everybody how great we were. But I am telling you that I did some things right. And that decision to give priority to my kids was at the top of the list. Penna, I am concerned that there are full-time moms out there that are feeling bludgeoned by us. They're very busy fathers that are feeling condemned by us. That's not our purpose. But I am just simply saying there is a very important priority here that you need to pray about and seek other ways, perhaps, to accomplish what you have to do to meet the financial needs of the family. Let me say about mothers and fathers in terms of that attachment and building the relationship that will last. I mentioned several aspects of that that begin with the letter T as a way of remembering. The first is time. Talking together is another one. Girls and women, more than boys and men, connect emotionally through the spoken word. Girls feel emotionally abandoned when their parents, and especially their fathers, don't talk to them. And the third is touch. Especially girls, they need to be hugged every day and hugged by their fathers. They need to, the affirmation of reaching out and touching a hand. It's a way of communicating worth and value. And I've made the point in this book, and I feel it very strongly, that self-esteem for girls is largely related to the relationship with the father. And so talking and touching and giving time to them is an excellent way to build that relationship and build the confidence of the girl.
Dr. Dobson, I think throughout this interview today, and as people read the book Bringing Up Girls, they're going to see the passion and dedication with which you have taken on this project. Mm. Before we go, I would just like to ask you, what are your hopes for how this book will affect our culture?
You know, Pina, I have been blessed by the response to my books in the past. I think there are close to 20 million books out there. And I'm grateful for that. That's God's blessing on what I've tried to write and say. And I do hope that this book will be a continuation of that acceptance by parents. And if I can make a contribution to those families out there that are harassed and troubled with all of that, everybody has pressures on them today. There's no one that is without stress. And if I can lower that a little bit and offer some advice that will result in young people growing up to love their parents and love God and live a disciplined moral life, I will not have lived in vain.
Dr. Dobson, I know that it's been a long time coming getting this book out, but you were also embarking on a new adventure in your life and career. So you not only have a new book, you have a new radio program.
Well, this is an exciting time for Shirley and me. Pina, we're thrilled about this book and anxious to get this message out. But we've also started, as you indicated, a new radio program called Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson. And the organization is called Family Talk. And we're going back to 1977 when I started Focus on the Family and starting over. And every now and then I ask myself, what am I doing here? And yet the Lord has his hand in my back, and I believe there's still much to be said and much to do, and Family Talk is the way we're going at it.
Well, Dr. Dobson, I'm sure everyone will look forward to the new radio program, and thank you so much for talking about this book. The book is Bringing Up Girls.
Pina, thank you for coming to Colorado Springs to do this interview. I've enjoyed talking to you. Let's do it again sometime.
Let's do it.
You've been listening to the Bringing Up Girls radio special featuring co-host Pina Dexter and the world's most trusted parenting authority, Dr. James Dobson. We hope you've enjoyed this inside look at Dr. Dobson's highly anticipated new book, Bringing Up Girls, from Tyndale House Publishers. Bringing Up Girls, practical advice and encouragement for those shaping the next generation of women.